This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Because it has something to do with what we just witnessed right now. To be grateful for the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He bestows upon you. And one of those blessings is to have alhamdulillah the ni'mah of guidance, the blessing of guidance that Allah bestowed upon Brother Paul right now. And also the blessings of us as a community witnessing this alhamdulillah rabbil alameen and giving us this beautiful encouragement. MashaAllah, how people come, alhamdulillah, and they come, you know, in waves to embrace Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide their hearts, ya Rabbil Alameen. So our dua for Quran today is from Surah An-Naml. Surah An-Naml, chapter 27. And that's the story of Sulaiman alayhi salam. The dua is in the ayah number 19. So 27, 19 is that dua that we're going to be studying, inshaAllah, azza wa jal. But to give the backstory, first of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in ayah number 15, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا. Allah says that indeed we granted knowledge to Dawood and Sulaiman. Prophet Dawood, Prophet Sulaiman, we gave them knowledge. Now look, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned that knowledge as a form of what? Of a blessing. It's a blessing that He bestowed upon prophets. So if you inquire and if you start searching for that knowledge, you are really on the path of those prophets, alayhi salatu wasalam. One of the greatest blessings in our time of Jama'ah is to know. The more you know, the more you be conscious of Allah and mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the more you be fearful of Allah azza wa jalla, and hopefully the more upright character you observe as a result of that. He said subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا دَاوُودَ وَسُلَيْمَانَ عِلْمًا وَقَالَ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي فَضَّلَنَا عَلَىٰ كَثِيرٍ مِّنْ عِبَادِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And because of that knowledge, since they acknowledge the blessing, they acknowledge the value of that ni'mah and that blessing, what do they say? Say, Alhamdulillah. And they said, all praise is for Allah who has privileged us over many of His faithful servants. And one of the greatest privileges that has been given is what? Prophethood. Being prophet and messenger of Allah. Then Allah says, وَوَرِثَ سُلَيْمَانُ دَاوُدُ. So Sulaiman inherited the prophethood from his father, Dawood. وَقَالَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ عُلِّمْنَا مَنْطِقَ الطَّيْرِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon Sulaiman a special knowledge. He said to the people, O people, we have been taught the language of the birds. Like he would understand the verb, subhanAllah. Today, scientists, they work so hard to understand the language of the whales and the dolphins and the monkeys. And here Sulaiman alayhi salam was given that knowledge from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. قَالَ وَأُوتِينَا مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. And we have been given everything we need. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon Sulaiman everything and more. فقال إن هذا لهو الفضل المبين. Indeed, this is a great privilege. This is the greatest privilege that you've been given everything that you need. قال وحشر. And then Allah says subhanahu wa ta'ala, among the privilege that was given to Sulaiman, وحشر لسليمان جنوده من الجن والإنس والطير فهم يوزعون. And Sulaiman's forces of jinn, humans, birds were rallied for him, perfectly organized. So who was under the care, under the command of Sulaiman alayhi salam? Mankind, animal kingdom, al-jinn, even the wind. He would call the wind to blow somewhere and will blow in that direction, carrying with all the blessings of the rain and the clouds and the pollination and so on. So he had all of them under his care. Hatta, and now that's the story. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْا عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُ وَهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And when they came across a valley of ants, an ant warned, O ants, go quickly into your homes so Sulaiman and his armies do not crush you unknowingly. Why would it be unknowingly, Jama'ah? Because you can see them. It's an army. What is that army going to see down on the ground over there? So it's going to be crushed them as they walk. So this ant told the ants, and obviously in the language that they communicate, and we know that they communicate chemically, actually, as a matter of fact, because that, look, watch it, go home, protect yourself from the army of Sulaiman. What do you know? What do you notice about this call, Jama'ah, about that ant? She recognized who? Sulaiman, alayhi salam. Right? She recognized them. And she told the ants, of course, we know the power of the mankind, we know the power of Sulaiman and his army. Find shelter. Protect yourself. Now, Sulaiman, by the way, there's a trivia question in this ayah over here. Anyone knows what could that be? A trivia question in this ayah. I'm going to read the ayah again for you. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَوْ عَلَى وَادِ النَّمْلِ قَالَتْ نَمْلَةٌ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّمْلُ ادْخُلُوا مَسَاكِنَكُمْ لَا يَحْطِمَنَّكُمْ سُلَيْمَانُ وَجُنُودُهُمْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ. And when they came across the valley of ants, and an ant warned, "O ants, go quickly into your homes so Sulaiman and his armies do not crush you unknowingly." What could be a trivia question from this ayah over here? No. Nope. The question, they say, what is an animal that was mentioned three times in one single ayah? The same animal was mentioned three times in the same ayah. That's an example here. Because the ant was mentioned three times in the same line, right? So that's just a trivia question if you want to quiz somebody later on, inshallah ta'ala. That would be verse 27:18. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then informed us when the ant spoke, Musa, Sulaiman alayhi salam, he understood what she said. فَتَبَسَّمَ ضَاحِكًا مِّن قَوْلِهَا. And he, Sulaiman, smiled in amusement at her words. Like he heard it, just like, wow, this is interesting. That he could be able to understand the ants. Now, by the way, some of us might say, well, I wish I had that ability. Honestly, I don't know about that, man. Do you want to understand all the crawlies in your house and you can hear them while they talk and communicate with each other? I don't know if you want to do that. But to Sulaiman was a blessing, was a privilege that he was able to communicate and hear them all. Eventually he says, وَقَالَ, and that's where the dua comes in. وَقَالَ رَبِّي, he said, my Lord, أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ, my Lord, inspire me to always be thankful for your favors. أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرَ نِعْمَتَكَ, Ya Allah, give me the ability to continuously show my gratitude to the blessing you bestowed upon me. Why is that? Why he said, أَوْزِعْنِي means to always makes me mindful of it. What does that mean? We tend to forget a lot. No matter how mindful we are, there will always be a moment of fatigue, moment of forgetfulness. You know, sometimes just kind of like mindlessly, completely just doing nothing at all. So you forget to say words of dhikr and words of tasbih, subhanAllah. Therefore, it's extremely important. It's very valuable and very important that you do that. It means you be mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and be mindful of showing acknowledge the ni'am, the blessings of Allah Azza by saying, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah, Allahumma laka alhamd. So that's why Sulaiman, he wasn't asking Allah to make him among those who are grateful. No, because he was grateful. But what was he asking for? That I never forget. That I never moment in my life that will come without me being grateful to you. أَوْزِعْنِي أَنْ أَشْكُرْ نِعْمَتَكَ. Ya Allah, inspire me to be always and continuously mindful and thankful to your blessings, التي أنعمت علي, that you bestowed upon me. Now obviously in a moment like this, that shows what about the Prophet Sulaiman alayhi salam? Humbleness and humility. Why? Because what was the story? Who was he going with? His armies. And his armies, we know, they were mankind, animal kingdom, you know, jinn, the greatest army you can ever imagine. The strongest army. Who can stand against an army like this, Jama? Still, even in that moment, he humbled himself. He says, the blessing you bestowed upon me. He didn't say the blessing I have. No, the blessing you bestowed upon me, and latan amta alay wa ala waliday, and my parents. His father was Dawood, a prophet as well. Wa an a'mala salihan tarda. Ya Allah, also inspire me that I do good that will please you. Like part of me showing my gratitude to you, showing my acknowledgement of this blessing, that you allow me to do the thing that will please you, to show my gratitude to you. قَالْ وَأَدْخِلْنِي بِرَحْمَتِكَ. And Ya Allah, and admit me by your mercy, by your grace, into the company of the righteous, فِي عِبَادِكَ الصَّالِحِينَ, into the company of those righteous ones. So I'm going to recite that ayah again with a dua. So Sulaiman, he smiled in amusement at her words and prayed, my Lord, inspire me to always be thankful for your favors, which you have blessed me and my parents with, and to do good deeds that please you. Admit me by your mercy into the company of your righteous servants. That is the dua of Sulaiman alayhi salam. Imagine in a glorious moment, that is, him was marching with his army, he still humbled himself to acknowledge that all these things coming from the one and only Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And he made that dua. May Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala make us among those who are truly thankful to Allah Azza wa Jal. So let's make this dua inshallah together with Allah Azza wa Jal. Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matak allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni birahmatik fi ibadika as-salihin. Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matak allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni birahmatik fi ibadika as-salihin. Rabbi, awzi'ni an ashkura ni'matak allati an'amta alay wa ala waliday wa an a'mala salihan tardah wa adkhilni birahmatik fi ibadika as-salihin. Rabbi, najjini wa ahli mimma ya'malun. Rabbi, habli hukman wa alhiqni bis-salihin waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin waj'alni min warathati jannati an-na'im واغفر لأبي واجعله من المهتدين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم. ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما. ربنا اصرف عنا عذاب جهنم إن عذابها كان غراما. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا وارحمنا وأنت خير الراحمين. ربي أعوذ بك من همزات الشياطين وأعوذ بك ربي أن يحضرون. ربي أنزلني منزلا مباركا وأنت خير المنزلين. ربي لا تذرني فردا وأنت خير الوارثين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إني كنت من الظالمين. ربي إني مسني الضر وأنت أرحم الراحمين. ربي زدني علما. ربي اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربي هب لي من لدنك وليا واجعله ربي رضيا. ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا. ربي أدخلني مدخل صدق وأخرجني مخرج صدق واجعل لي من لدنك سلطان النصير. اللهم ارحم والدي كما ربياني صغيرا. آمين يا رب العالمين. جزاكم الله خير.